द साध्य में बिकम द साधन और साधन में बिकम द साध्य. सो हाउ टू मेक श्योर दैट द वी यूज द मीन्स टू परस्यू द एंड्स. यस, सी द नेचर ऑफ द ह्यूमन माइंड इज दैट वॉट एवर वी डू रिपीटेडली वी टेंड टू बिकम अटैच टू दैट. So, for example, when people drink for the first time, the alcohol doesn't taste good, but just they keep drinking and they develop a taste for alcohol. In fact, not only a taste, they develop irresistible taste for alcohol. So the nature of the mind is, somebody in India doesn't even know about baseball, but they go to America to some university to start studying, and everybody is mad for baseball over there. And 6 months later, they are mad for baseball. And something they didn't know. How did that happen? That's just habituation. So the human mind, whatever we are habituated to, we whenever we do something repeatedly, we tend to become attached to it. Now, the path of bhakti is the sadhana and Krishna is the sadhya. So, there are 9 stages in the process of bhakti. There is nishtha, ruchi and asakti. They are the 5th, 6th and 7th stages. So, it is described that at the stage of ruchi, one is attached to the process of bhakti itself. But at the stage of asakti, one becomes attached to the object of bhakti, that is Krishna. That means at the stage of ruchi, one just likes to sing and dance and kirtan, sing Hare Krishna. We may sing Hare Krishna, but we are more caught in the music, in the dancing, and what we are singing, that doesn't matter so much. But by the time when we come to asakti, we are aware that this is not just music, this is not just dancing, this is not just singing. This is singing about Krishna. So, in the process of bhakti, even if we become attached to the externals, that is also good. Because those externals also help us draw our consciousness towards Krishna. But by doing those externals attentively, our consciousness will move closer and closer to Krishna. And then the sadhya and sadhana are both eternal. Because it is not that when after we attain Krishna, we stop practicing bhakti. No, in the spiritual world also we practice bhakti. So in that sense, the sadhya and sadhana are eternal. It is not like you say, I take a plane to go to New York and after that, I leave the plane. Bhakti is not like that. Yes, bhakti is a process which takes us to the spiritual world. But in the spiritual world also we practice bhakti. So, but as we advance in the process of bhakti, then our focus shifts more from the external forms in which we are practicing bhakti to the internal essence of remembering Krishna that comprises the heart of bhakti. So the process of bhakti has this inbuilt pushing mechanism by which the means draw our consciousness towards the ends. So thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhaktavinda ki, Gaura Kumana.